Welcome to the Profiles in Mission podcast series about volunteering for Christ-centered mission, brought to you by the American Baptist Home Mission Societies of American Baptist Churches USA. I'm Patricia Osborne Randolph, and today I'm talking with Maymay Lett, a volunteer from American Baptist Home Mission Societies Volunteer Mobilization Ministries, who provides volunteer services for the ABC of Wisconsin region as a Burmese community liaison. Welcome, Maymay.
Thank you, Patricia. Thank you for having me.
How long have you been a volunteer for American Baptist Home Mission Societies?
It's about a year now, because last year, in the middle of the year, I started as a volunteer at American Home Mission.
What services do you provide?
I am doing as a Burmese community liaison. So all these Burmese community in Milwaukee area, we have six Burmese churches which are not speaking in Burmese. Those churches speak in Chin and Karen. And then I'm working with those churches and an American Baptist Convention in Wisconsin area.
What inspired you to become a volunteer?
I really enjoyed helping my Burmese community. They are immigrants to the foreign countries just like me, so they need help, and I have some capacity to help them out. So that's the main thing that I like to do, is so I enjoy doing volunteer work. It started out this way, that there's a Karen church. They are thinking right now to affiliate with American Baptist in Milwaukee. So the first thing they need is looking for a church space. The pastor who speaks Karen, who doesn't really speak Burmese and English very well. So I started out helping them. And then Reverend Marie, the executive minister in Milwaukee area, we both worked together and helped them to get the church space. Helping with the church, getting church location, or anything else, even. She called me to help them. So any area, whatever they need. And one thing is that I am really thankful to God that he used me, and I can speak English very well in here in the United States. So God been using me for any things, and I've been having a lot of experience from that too.
The call that God has put in your heart is very inspiring.
Thank you.
Share an experience you had as a volunteer for American Baptist Home Mission Societies.
I like to be a community leader, you know. I like to be a community leader, and I like to do the community services, things like that. Then it happened that there's a group of people who are worshiping at the home for, like, years. And then later on, the neighborhood doesn't like that at all because they are at home on Sunday evening. So they really want to move to one of the church locations, and then, you know, the pastor trying to get the church location for 2 years and never happened. And later on, she found me and I found them, and then through Reverend Marie, and then we were like, okay, why don't we just sit down and work together? If you need me to call, I'm going to call to this Lutheran church. So she said she already talked to the Lutheran pastor in this area, but never get any response back from them. So I called them, and I left a message in the pastor mailbox. And this is a God's work, not because of I do it. I left a message in his mailbox, and eventually he called the pastor saying that you guys can come here and worship even in this week. So the pastor called me, that's because you left a message. No, not because I left a message. It's just the timing of God, that he's the one who wanted to support. And at that time, I just happened to be there. I just started working as a volunteer, and then it just happened to be there. It's the timing of God that created all these things to happen. So now they are worshiping at the Lutheran church. One of the members, the one who asked me to join the agency to interpreter, so I did it. So then he invited me to his church, and I've been attending that church. And then one day I got an email from Reverend Marie saying that they'd like to join the American Baptist Churches in Milwaukee. I even told my husband that it's not the one that I am working. I am going there. I'm preaching there. It's not that I am doing that. I do nothing. I am just helping them whenever they need. So this is God's work that ended up, they decided that they want to join the American Baptist.
And that's true because it's a great feeling because when God calls you, it's not something like you said that you're doing.
Right.
Tell me a sentence that may inspire others to provide volunteer services for ABHMS.
I like to encourage people to do the volunteer. For ABHMS, the world needs a lot of volunteer services, especially in this era. Volunteer will lead somewhere, but that's God's work, not our work. Our work is that just giving our service to whoever needs us. I like to encourage even the youth or women or everybody that it's really nice to give our service without hoping anything for the future, to give to the world that God has created.
Thank you for sharing your story, Maymay.
Yeah, thank you so much that I have an opportunity to share too. Thank you for giving me that opportunity.
If you would like to become a volunteer with the American Baptist Home Mission Society's Volunteer Mobilization Ministries, click on the Ministries link at the top of the ABHMS website and search for the link under the Healing Communities list. You have been listening to the American Baptist Home Mission Society's Profiles and Mission podcast series. The quote to end this podcast is by Sally Koch. Great opportunities to help others seldom come, but small ones surround us daily. I'm Patricia Osborne Randolph, wishing you peace and blessings.